Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bills, Patriots, 1 o'clock live Sunday right here on 96.5 WCMF, the biggest game of the season thus far.
Oh, yeah.
And if you want to watch the game.
Yeah, it'd be great.
You can do it with now the most popular member of the break room, even though he's only here for 20 minutes a week.
And oh, the heater?
And he's been mailing it.
The oscillating heater?
Well, actually, that was Ryan's nickname in high school. Ryan Duffy from the break room here will be at the Bill Gray's Tap Room in Chi-Lai. Delicious food, fantastic drink. There is a Christmas sweater contest. A
lot of fun.
All the details there. You can call the restaurant. They'll take care of prizes to give away, all that stuff. Mm-hmm. So go hang out with Ryan at the Bill Gray's Tap Room on Sunday with your friends from 96.5 WCMF. I'm going to give you this warning, and then I'm going to shut up.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
I told you earlier today, I'll tell you again.
Go ahead.
The Bills and Patriots played earlier this year.
Right?
And because of that, you may feel like you have an advantage.
You say put that aside.
Both of these teams.
Park that.
As far as who's healthy and who's not.
Shelf it.
Are very different.
Put it in a box. Even though lock it up.
Kimmy, forget I warned about him. It. I warned him.
Yep.
I warned him. With that,
mm-hmm.
Let's do the damn
You've
thing.
You've been warned.
Because there are some football experts who will tell you what you want to hear. But.
Some football experts will tell you what you want to hear. Our football expert tells you what you need to know. It's Tommy Tells It Like It Is in the Break Room on WCMF.
Over under.
Okay, over or under. Okay, good.
1/2 a touchdown for former Bills wide receiver Stephon Diggs.
Oh.
For the big game he had against the Bills the first week,
yeah.
He has cooled off. He's only gone over 50 yards receiving once in the last 6 weeks. He does not have a touchdown in the last 3 games mm-hmm. he's played. But we saw what this meant to him when he came back to Orchard Park in October.
Sure.
Which, sidebar, is very funny. He forces his way out of Buffalo and then acts like a victim the entire time he's back in Buffalo.
Mm.
Oh, I'm going to use this motivation when they gave me exactly what I wanted. All right, just so you know, Tommy, Stephon Diggs has played 3 games against the Bills in his career.
Yeah.
He has never scored a touchdown.
Really?
Never.
Wow.
So that could mean they find a way to keep him out of the end zone.
Yeah.
Or that means he's due. Tommy?
Yeah.
Over, under, 1/2 a touchdown for Stephon.
This is a tough one because I like him. I like his lifestyle, I like his attitude, and I think he's cool.
Can I time out and
ask
you a question?
Diggs fan.
Whether or not you like him should not factor in at all to
but
how
I'm a
he
human
is going
being,
to well, but it's always going to.
I'm a human being. And sometimes, you know, you just think, you know, the emotions do get into the
so
game.
Don't let
going
that
with
happen.
Your gut here is what you're saying.
Gut or what I think of the kid?
I would say go with your boobs because there's way more there that could help influence you because you got a big old rack. Big old man rack. You were saying, I'm sorry.
I, though, say, based on some of the information I'm hearing, I'm going to take the under on that. I do like the
hold
kid.
Hold on.
Okay. I do like the kid, okay. But. But I'm hearing some information. I'm taking it all in. I'm kind of mixing around, and my conclusion is I think He will not.
Before you make your final decision.
That is my final decision.
Granted, yesterday we told you that the Bills are getting healthier. Yesterday, out of nowhere, mm-hmm. the best corner maybe in the AFC, Christian Benford.
Savior of last weekend's game.
The last two.
Yeah.
He was in a walking boot. Yeah. And we don't know what that means for Sundays.
That could be jive. That could be total McDermott.
You can't jive that way.
I can put on
no,
a
you
shoe.
Can't. You
I can't.
Would be
I can't. What, the NFL tells me what shoe I can wear?
You'd be fined at like $500,000 and it would cost you traffic. No, it has happened in the past.
I don't like your shoe. Okay. You'd pay $1,000 for that shoe.
To be clear.
To be clear.
You are under
yeah.
one half a touchdown
yeah.
for Stephon Diggs.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I like the kid.
I don't care. Frankly, I don't care.
He's cool.
Our second pick. Over under.
Is there a parrot in here?
It's Woody the Woodpecker.
She doesn't know who that is.
I do, too.
You don't know who Woody the Woodpecker is?
I do, too.
He's one of the top woodpeckers.
Over under, 2.5 touchdown passes for Josh Allen. Josh had one of the best games of his career last week. 4 total touchdowns, 3 of them through the air.
Mm.
In his last game against New England, he had 2 touchdown passes. And he has had 3 or more touchdown pass games. Let me back up and do that again. 3 touchdown pass games against the Patriots are not as common for Josh as you'd think. He has not done it since their first matchup of 2023. So this will be about 3 seasons, 2.5 seasons,
right.
since he has had over 2.5 touchdowns against the Patriots. 6 full games. And so you know, in 13 games so far this year,
yes.
Josh has thrown over 2.5 touchdown passes 3 times.
Okay.
3 times. And to be clear, I want to be clear.
Well, let's be clear.
We are talking about passes. We are not talking about total touchdowns. We are talking about touchdown passes. Why are you checking dude's prostates right now? Why are you doing a pantomime prostate check? Now you're squeezing his nipples. And we know they're not Kimmy's husband's nipples because he was doing it big.
Yeah. Those are some big dials.
His nipples
no,
are tiny.
Yeah, Josh. Yeah. Yeah.
No, yeah. Kimmy's husband. All right. Over under.
No, he has puny nipples.
That's what I just said.
Yeah, Josh has big man nipples.
We've never seen Josh's nipples.
I don't think we've ever seen Josh shirtless. Have you? What have you been Googling?
Just dreams, I guess.
Over under. 2.5 touchdown passes for Josh Allen.
I say the boy be peaking.
The boy be peaking.
Boy's peaking.
Yeah?
He's looking good.
Okay.
I'm going to take the over on that.
Two of his.
Motivated Josh.
Tommy, what are you saying?
Two of his 3 touchdown passes last week came on had to have it 4th downs. They may not be playing that kind of game against the Patriots this week.
Right.
I'm just saying, like, you know, any other game, if they weren't behind the way they were or wanted to put a dagger into the Bengals, they're kicking field goals there and Josh is throwing for 1 touchdown pass and running for 1 touchdown. Mm. He hasn't had a 3 touchdown game in 6 games, the last 6 games against the Patriots.
I understand. Okay. But that, I was told, you know them old games? Put them back there.
Yeah.
It's all new team.
Uh-huh.
All new formations.
No, it's not what I said.
If we're going to move forward, folks,
none of
this is a new team and a new direction with a forward pass.
So to be clear, you are over 2.5 touchdown passes
yes.
for Josh Allen. Tommy tells it like it is, Patriots edition here on a Football Friday on CMF. He is under 0.5 a touchdown catch for Stephon Diggs. He is over 2.5 touchdown passes for Josh Allen. Our third pick.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/arrow. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
What have we got?
Over under. 250 yards passing for Patriots quarterback Drake May. Here is a didn't expect it stat for you.
What's the May stat?
Patriots quarterback Drake May has never had a game against Buffalo where he threw for less than 250 yards.
Oh.
He has always thrown for over 250 yards. And here's the thing. It is a little misleading. He's only played two games. But the first matchup he played last season, 261 through the air.
Yeah.
The game earlier this year he played, 273 through the air.
Yeah.
His numbers look great in the last nine games, but they have been against bad teams.
Yeah.
And some argue the Bills' defensive backfield isn't good. They'll point to Joe Burrow in the day he had last week. Mm-hmm. Four touchdown passes himself.
But is this kid as good as Joe Burrow?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, look, we just
Joe Burrow's the man. Josh Allen said he's the best quarterback in the league.
Joe Burrow.
Yeah.
Okay, he said that's fair. Again. Yes, yes.
Because he's a man. Joe the man.
I would again bring up Christian Benford in the walking boot, but we're not going to get into shoes. Here's the thing.
Right.
Drake May is a second-year quarterback. The pressure is on now, and this game means more than anything.
But he's a rookie. Oh, yeah.
I mean, this game, they could get they could seal the deal with the AFC, like their division, and get the shirts and the hats and all that. So that's what they're playing for right here, too.
Patriots
talking
win.
About pressure.
They clinch the AFC.
Yeah.
If they lose, you got to go into Baltimore and get away.
Burn them shirts.
Look.
Yeah.
We are going to see if this kid in Drake May getting all of the praise can step up when the lights are the brightest or if he's going to wilt over under 250 yards passing for Patriots quarterback Drake May.
Well, you brought up those last two games, right?
He's never thrown for under 250.
And what I was told, forget about them two games.
Okay.
Games do not matter because these are all two new teams.
Fresh slate.
Drastically different teams are going to be on this field from what you saw earlier in the season. What I was told. So those stats are irrelevant. We got to look forward, Patrick. I will take the under.
Ooh.
They're going to get after Drakesy.
Drakesy. You know what?
Drakesy. It's Drakesy.
An even weirder stat. I don't know why he's just doing birds now.
Yeah.
Well, that's what you sound.
An even weirder stat.
Yeah. What's that?
Drake May has never thrown for under 250 yards against the Bills. He's never thrown for 300 yards in his career.
So he's never hit the 300.
He's never hit a 300 mark, but he's never thrown for under 250 against Buffalo. What? That's weird.
This kid's milk toast.
Okay, so to be clear.
To be clear, here,
you are
milk toast Drake May.
Under 250 yards passing for Patriots quarterback Drake May. Can I do a quick sidebar? Have you seen those t-shirts they're selling that dudes in Boston are wearing right now?
No.
Gay for May?
No. I've not seen that.
I mean, I hate the Patriots, but that's a pretty damn funny pretty t-shirt. Funny. And then they also have other ones. He doesn't have a nickname. So it says Drake May.
How does Drake May not have a nickname?
I don't know. What are you going to call him?
I don't know. May Day, so I don't know.
Yeah, there's some stuff you think you could do with May. Okay. Work that in there.
Drake also.
We're going with gay for May. That's what
we're
going with. All right. All I've heard for the last 3 months,
two and a half months,
is how much better the Patriots are than the Bills.
Yeah.
How the Bills' reign is over, how the lights are out, how the Patriots cannot be stopped. Mm-hmm. Vegas disagrees. The Bills are currently 1.5-point favorites on the road against a team that beat them 2 months ago and has won 9 straight games.
Damn.
Yes.
Okay, so that tells you something right there where the big money's going.
Tommy?
Yeah.
Well, no, that doesn't mean anything.
That's where you follow
that does not mean what that means.
Big money is moving towards the Bills.
Tommy, do the Bills beat the Patriots? And if so, is it by 2 or more points?
Ooh.
Oh, no.
I mean, I think the Bills are going to beat the Patriots. I think based on my picks.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
Right?
Yeah.
Right?
So the direction this seems to be
I would take that direction. Now, I guess now we're looking, moving, can we farther afield?
Yeah.
I'm going to put those other games behind us. I don't care. I was told the matter, new team, new direction. So I'm going to say.
I'm not looking at you.
It's a point difference?
Point and a half. It would have to be 2 points.
I think they could muster up a few more points than that.
If it's a 1 point win, which these games do get close against New England. No, they do.
Pat, the margin.
No, because I know
so
what you're going to say. If the Bills win by one, you're going to be like, "Hey, we're going to count." I want to be clear. It's got to be 2 or more.
Well, I think they will cover this game.
Okay, good. So they win and they cover.
I think they. Yeah.
Don't.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen. Don't do it.
Because I'm
don't stop talking right now.
So the experts have said that this New England team is a fraud.
I do think they're. Fraud.
They are a paper tiger. They don't.
Yes.
They're not what they seem to be.
It's also a divisional game.
Oh, I know.
What experts are you referring to?
Oh, the experts I've been hearing.
Well, because a second ago I heard I'm not an expert. Yeah. I'm king of the doofuses.
The doofus experts.
The Dufy. Yes. I lead the Dufy.
I think they're going to handle him pretty good.
So that means.
Oh, wait a minute, what does it mean?
I'm asking, just say it, stupid.
I'm thinking we may be seeing a goddamn New England blowout, buddy. A blowout.
Wait,
a 10-pointer. I think we may be seeing a 10-pointer.
Foxborough blowout.
Oh, my God.
How did you not come up
Tom
with that?
Brady is going to be rolling over in his grave when he sees this.
He may be dead based on how his face looks. They may just be using
his. He just went too far.
Like, Jesus Christ, man.
He is very emaciated.
He looks awful. All right. So to recap all of Tommy's picks.
Yeah, let's do this.
Are you clapping for yourself?
Yes,
are you a toddler?
Somebody's got to do it.
All right, let's do this, guys.
I went to the potty.
Somebody has to cheer for me.
Tommy is under 1/2 a touchdown for former Bills wide receiver Stephon Diggs. He is over 2.5 touchdown passes for quarterback Josh Allen. He is under 250 yards passing for Patriots quarterback Drake May. He has the Bills winning. He has them covering the two, and he has them winning in a blue.
Yep.
So that'll do.
All right. I think that wraps it up.
Just after 9 o'clock.
Let's put a bow on that. Mm-hmm. Little pickaroo.
After 9, Danger from 95.7 The Fan.
Yeah.
Ryan Duffy from the Let's Go Duffalo podcast.
Wait, Ryan Duffy.
I threw you off. I did it backwards on purpose. You know what to do. They will be here after
Not
9 o'clock.
Not so fast, buddy. I say at the end of this game, I think the Bills do handle him.
Okay.
I think you're right. I think the Patriots are a fraud. They suck.
You've not
they
been saying
playing
that.
A bunch
You've been
of chumps.
Me all
they have
life.
They have not
Shut
beaten
up.
Anybody worth a goddamn.
Shut up.
At the end of the game, Mr. Emotional is going to have a meltdown on the sideline.
Who's Mr. Emotional this week?
My guy, Stephon Diggs. You know he's very emotional.
Yeah.
He's going to have a meltdown.
What's
on
a
that
meltdown?
Side. Oh, you're going to see it. Helmets screaming at
people.
Oh,
he's going to slam his helmet?
He's going to be a drama queen on that sidelines at the end of the game.
But that's all the time.
No. This is going to be ugly.
By the way, no, he
this
wouldn't.
Be, yeah.
Even if the Patriots lose this game, if they win out, they win
yeah,
the division.
I mean,
it's not over yet.
Still in a
he's
good
not going to like
spot.
What happened. He's not going to be getting the ball. He's going to be a little drama queen. It's going to be over for him.
So your bonus pick is a Stephon Diggs meltdown on the sideline.
Total meltdown. Because let me tell you something, this team's a fraud. They've been lying the whole time.
You have argued with me about
They're
this.
They're going to get pantsed. Semi-national TV.
By the way, very misogynistic take because Kimmy's been arguing the opposite, and you just took
about
what
pants?
Kimmy's been arguing the Patriots are not frauds, that the Bills losing to them proves that they are contenders, and you have not listened to a word Kimmy said.
I listened to Kimmy just as much as I listened to you.
Apparently not, because you went with.
And this is my good ear.
Danger and Ryan, okay. Just after 9 o'clock to recap Tommy's picks here in the break room on CMF.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.